he's so special and everything, and he's the best looking guy in the world.
This is about my 28th concert since 1972.
Alice means me a legend.
I'm so excited. I could just, oh, I can't wait.
Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
We're running hot. Hound here, you know. And what did we hear? Ah, this is WFMU East Orange. Bob Taylor with a little after hours grind. Ike Turner, Rock a Bucket. King Charles with the Bobcat Stomp. Mr. Bear, a little bear. And Johnny Rockhouse Green in that green champagne. And we got Il Bruce here.
Howdy, folks.
We got a messy sound and echo there. We got some special guests today. We got Jeffrey Lee Pierce and Kid Congo of the Gun Club will be in about 4 o'clock.
Why?
It's our Salute to Men and I makeup.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to be liberal-minded here. We got a State of the Vibe report coming up at 4:30. We got our salute to Northport, murder capital of America, Northport, Long Island, and all the usual junk. The Vom, the Soul Caboose, the Blues Hangover, the whole thing, you know. But
all the stuff that the Hounds Radio family has learned to love.
Right.
Or at least tolerate.
You know. But I think we got to kick it right now. I still haven't been to sleep yet, so we're going into that morning missile music with Mr. Jimmy Lloyd.
In my pocket and the fuse lit. In my pocket and the fuse lit. In my pocket and the fuse is lit.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail. Give him 90 days in jail. She want
and you can't get free. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail. Give him lifetime in jail. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Yeah, she want him under alimony. Oh, oh, she want him under alimony. Hey, hey.
This is a hit.
Be mine. Oh,
And honey, come on, take a chance. You just my type and I wanna be your man.
This is a hit!
Well, now she's my baby. I don't want nobody else. Put me out, she was wrong. I'm going to live all by myself. Yes, I've been nice to that woman. I gave her all I had. Just as I come home late one day, we want to jump up and get all mad. I'm going down. I'm gonna jump overboard and rock my baby, put me out of the loop. Yes, I'm going through the river, right down through the ferry landing. That woman put me out, she don't have no understanding. I feel so bad, I think I'm gonna cry. I'm going through the river, gonna bid this world goodbye. I'm going down through the river, I'm gonna jump overboard and rock my baby, put me out of the loop.
It all for my
Hey, little school girl. while back in the jungle.
Yeah, a hound, you know. WFMU, East Orange. The Marquees, a little musical meeting of the geniuses there. Bo Diddley and Marvin Gaye all on one record. Hey, Little Schoolgirl, I'm Gonna Mess Up Your Mind. Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters with Overboard. Jimmy McCracklin with Take a Chance. Cookie and the Cupcakes with Close the Back Door. Frankie Ford with Alimony. We opened up with Jimmy Lloyd and Rocket in My Pocket. Yeah, anyway, what do we got going on here today? We got some special guests, Jeffrey Lee Pierce and Kid Congo Powers will be in a little later. Also, Dr. Submarina Westheimer, our sex therapist, will be making her return appearance.
Yeah, get your questions in order.
We got our salute to Northport, Long Island coming up in the shape of an extreme bomb set. We got things to announce. Tonight at the Lone Star Cafe, Sun Rhythm Section with our old pal Sonny Burgess. And
the leader of the band.
Yeah, and who else is in that this week? DJ Fontana, I think, is there.
Paul Burleson still?
Paul Burleson. All kinds of good guys. Wednesday night at Siberia, wherever the hell that is. World Famous Blue Jays, featuring our man, Jethro Jubilee.
Yep.
And along with the Ben Vaughn combo in the last roundup. What else we have to announce? Oh, Lydia Lunch's play, I saw that this week.
Yeah? Yes. Do they do it for real or not?
She gets sodomized, and she pees on the guy, and ooh, it's like 2 hours long. It's totally berserk, out of control. I recommend it highly. Lydia ends up crucified
on... raincoat types, it sounds like the fun part.
It ends up with Lydia crucified on this giant X, like with wind and rain effects around her, and she's sort of like been raped and beaten and naked and stuff. Ooh.
All the guys with their hats and their laps.
That's at 62 East 4th Street.
What is it called?
I don't really remember what it's called. We got something else we're supposed to announce. I don't remember what it is. Anyway, we got some news here. Seems Jimmy the Greek Snyder is in the news today. You don't really hear his last name, Snyder, too often. They just usually call him Jimmy the Greek.
Uh-huh.
Let's bring down the pooches. Down pooches. Thank you. So what is Jimmy the Greek says... I guess he was on TV. A commentator for CBS TV said that if blacks take over coaching like everybody wants them to, there won't be anything left for white people to do. That's not true. There's always golf, where white people rule.
Reign supreme.
And he claims that the reason why black people are... He claims that black people are better in sports because they were bred that way. Here's the quote from the Jimmy the Greek, quote, because this thing goes all the way back to the Civil War, when during slave trading, the slave owner would breed his big black to his big woman so that they would have a big black kid. You see what I mean? That's where it all started. But why do they dance so good?
I don't know.
Boy,
Jimmy the
Greek, put him in the booth with Bubba Smith.
Yeah, and that clown from Los Angeles.
Yeah, the guy who owns the Dodgers?
Yeah.
The general manager of the Dodgers.
Well, he's now the former general manager of the Dodgers.
I know. I think we should lock him in a room with the governor of Arizona, who canceled Martin Luther King Day. Major party pooper of the year.
Well, it was Lee Jackson King Day when I was in high school in Virginia. They just couldn't swallow it. This weird Nazis at the State House. Lee Jackson King Day.
You mean like Robert E. Lee?
Robert E. Lee, Andy Jackson, and that other fella. Mm.
I think we should have Angela Davis, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X Day. That's my idea of a party.
I don't know.
Anyway. Echo overdose. We also got a State of the Vibe report coming up at 4:30. And
to look forward to.
Let's kick in a little more music with Mr. Ricky Nelson. Come in there, Rickster.
Tear me up, I just wanna know.
ya. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak.
Get your hands off of it, don't be long. Hey, I That'll be the only way you can play it.
Drifters and Why So Hard. The Rays with the amazing elevator operator. The Killer with Keep Your Hands Off It. The Birthday Cake Boogie. Little earth tremor there, Bruce?
Yeah.
Bruce Bennett, What You Got In It.
Yeah.
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Let It Roll. We open up with Ricky Nelson and You Tear Me Up. Anyway, what else we got going on here? So this TV show, Quine calls up the other day and goes, yeah, you gotta watch this Richard R. TV show. It's about 30-something. It goes on in like 5 minutes. So I gather up the Vibe reporters, Murph and Roscoe, and we sit down and we smoke some pot and we watch this thing called 30-something.
I've seen that.
You know, it's sort of like a little Big Chill thing. They got the Meryl Streep clone and the Richard Dreyfuss clone and the William Hurt clone. And it was about the most horrible thing I've ever done. I mean, I sat through this entire wretched, hateful, putrid TV show just so
waiting for the good part, huh?
Just so I can hate everything that much more.
But Quine knows you pretty well, huh?
Yeah, he knew what I'd like. So, I'd like to thank you for telling me to watch that, Quine, and I really hope you die.
Yeah,
a pox onto your 10th generation.
I've been trying to get people to refer to my life as 20-something.
Yeah, I think
it hasn't stuck yet.
Well, we went to work on one called 16 Forever.
Yeah.
We got the first draft written.
The Hound Story.
I think our boy Roscoe, the Vibe Meister, came up with the ultimate description. Sitting there watching the show, he described it as being at somebody's house where you didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And that uncomfortably sweaty palm feeling you only get when you're in a very hateful position.
Yeah, it's like pointlessly and unrealistically intimate at all times. It's people talking about themselves and how they feel for an hour. You know, right. I can't deal with it. That new movie about the TV news with Albert Brooks, same thing. Yuppie claptrap, people going, I feel that.
Yeah, we don't want to know how you feel. We'll
really?
Tell you how
really?
We feel. That's what we get paid to do.
Yeah, so turn it up louder.
But the Yankees are beefing up their pitching staff.
In a way. They're making a deal for this guy, Eric Show, who was like 8-16 last year. He's a lousy pitcher, but apparently Billy Martin wants him because he throws the brush back. What does it say here?
He hits lots of batters.
He hit 9 batters last year.
Yeah, Billy says, we need that guy.
Billy Martin, the Ike Turner of baseball.
The beasts to the
yeah,
bill.
Yeah, a perennial beast for Billy Martin. Welcome home, Hoss. Yeah.
Almost that's
done. May not get the flag, but we'll end a few people's careers. Okay,
right.
Boss? Let's go.
Ah. Anyway, you guys wake up a little too late for Don Cornelius, the Valor crowd out there. We got your number. It's time for Soul Caboose. Ah. WFMU East Orange. We do chicken right. James Carr.
2, 3, 4.
And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Yeah, 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 through the Harlem Shuffle. Oh, through the monkey shine. quick enough for my prescription to be filled. On a critical list, when all I need is a hush sweet kiss. He gave me a medicated lotion, but it didn't soothe my emotion.
This is a hit!
There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, trying to do his thing. He'd begin to move. Something like this.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. I like the part where they go down the lake where they're washing clothes or something.
Lying there wet.
Or something.
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
And here, WFMU, East Orange, we do chicken right. The genius of Jimmy Castor and Troglodyte.
That one goes out to the boys at the Jones, Frankie and Kaufman and Warren and that bunch.
That goes out to bartenders everywhere.
Yeah.
Andy. We got another visitation from Elvis in the room. Brother Ray with Don't Need No Doctor. Send that out to Roscoe, who met Steve Marriott one time. Bob and Earl with the Harlem Shuffle. Maxine Thomas with Rome Wasn't Built in a Day. Open up with James Carr, pouring water on a drowning man. Guy's a little bummed about it, I guess. Anyway, things to announce. This Thursday, under the Acme restaurant on Great Jones Street and Broadway, our old buddy, Mr. Sam Price, Barrel House and Piano Man.
Yeah, and like snappy commentary between songs.
He's the genius philosopher of life of Harlem, without a doubt.
Immensely funny and excellent show. Caught it last Thursday. Be there or don't.
Tonight at the Lone Star Cafe at 5th Avenue and 13th Street, the Sun Rhythm section with Sonny Burgess, Paul Burleson, Marcus Van Story, and a cast of other...
Stan Kessler, genius of producers.
Right, the man who produced Sam the Sham. Living and breathing on the stage.
Yeah, and available to, like, chat with and have your photo taken, like, as if they were the Washington Monument or something upstairs.
Right. Wednesday at Siberia, wherever the hell that is, Mr. T and Savage Jew Enterprises presents the world-famous Blue Jays, the Ben Vaughn Combo, and the Last Roundup. And that's
Todd, let them eat Tate Abramson.
That's a regular Wednesday night thing that our boy Mr. T is doing every...
It's a good
every
deal.
Wednesday,
it's a nice place.
You know... we have anything else to...
Say the hound sent you and get a free glass of wine with dinner.
We have anything else to renounce? No. I think we should go back to the entertainment mode of giving the gift of music.
It's your best entertainment value, folks.
Maybe a little hillbilly hangover is in order. Since my hangover Definitely. Hasn't even kicked in yet, I think I'm still drunk. The Maddox Brothers and Rose talking about that short life and its troubles.
Looked at the clock and it's almost 9. That means it's just about prime time, for I'm going steady with the blues. We quarreled and parted, you walked away. Oh, how I wished I could have made you stay, for I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. Baby, please say you'll take me back again, 'cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. So baby, please say you'll take me back again, 'cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues.
This is a hit.
When Ma and Pa was fast asleep and I'd start to squall, they'd grab me by my tiny feet and bang me against the wall. When I started cutting teeth and if I'd start to whine, they'd massage my little gums with good old turpentine. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about that child psychology. Got on their nerves and they could stand no more. Well, they'd just get the hammer and nail me to the floor. They'd pick me up and baby me when I'd start to yell. They'd tie a rock around my neck and throw me in the well. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about that child psychology. Put me in the tub no one would ever see if the water was too hot or was too cold for me. If I turned blue it was too cold, they didn't care a lot. They always knew that I turned red if the water was too hot. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about that child psychology.
Back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
I saw a little beam of sunlight steal across a purple sky and bend down to kiss a rosebud. Oh, it made me wanna cry to think that I had been permitted to see a part of nature's plan. Oh, there's nothing that stands out more than the selfishness in man. Little children painting pictures of the bird and apple trees. Oh, why can't the grown-up people have the faith of one of these? And to think those tiny fingers might become a killer's hand. Oh, there's nothing that stands out more than the selfishness in man. Oh, why can't we see the folly and the uselessness of hate? Love could lead to understanding. Maybe it's not too late. And perhaps through his great wisdom we might learn to understand then that be no shame or sorrow and no selfishness in man.
shiver when the cold wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that's made you treat me so? You caused me to weep, you caused me to moan, you caused me to leave my home. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Shiver when the cold wind blows.
Here, a little of that hillbilly bummed out hangover thing with the Lubin Brothers in the pines. Send that out to the Tiny Pines Social Club where the TV never stops shining. George Jones with the very sick Selfishness in Man, one of the last songs Leon Payne ever wrote before he killed himself. What do we have? Porter Wagner with the cold hard facts of life. That's a tough one. Homer and Jethro with Child Psychology. Send that out to my dad. Skeets McDonald and Going Steady with the Blues. We open up with the Maddox Brothers, Rose, and A Short Life and It's Trouble. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, a little meditation on Cracker Hood there, folks. It's howdy, Antone.
Dr. Submariner Ruthheimer has just walked in with our entire crew.
Yo, bum rush the
yikes. Well, folks.
Yo, they're here.
You know what time it's just about?
Where's Bob Klein?
He told us to watch 30-something and we shot him. That's right, folks. It's time for the State of the Vibe report.
Oh, no.
A little demotivational
audience participation.
Smoke signal. Could you hand me here? Here, a little
You were here.
You guys are like babbling away on mic. Why don't we shut the door? There it is, folks. You know. You know, Roscoe, a little oinkage. Nice.
There he goes.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Who's got the most makeup on out there?
Nitro Nick, of course.
And Toad.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, yo.
Whoa, we got food here, too.
Yeah,
wow. What, pizza or fish?
oatmeal and raisin nut cookies.
Those Entenmann's ones, man.
Oh, wow.
Melt in your mouth and that's it.
I was just thinking that myself.
You know, if you buy those Poppin' Fresh dough jobs, you can just cut them open and mix the pot right in there, and you got pot cookies in 20 minutes.
Or you can just mix it in the dough and eat it, you know.
Yeah, well, down there in Missouri, they do that, and they call it the honey slide.
Mmm, yummy.
Slide on it.
So what's today's vibe, Roscoe?
Today's vibe is, you know, back in New York and...
Welcome home, by the way.
It's a wild scene. I've seen an awful... that 30-something thing really did kind of twist my head, man. Right in the middle of everything that stinks so bad.
Well, you wrote a song about it, huh?
I'm upset about that and these darned young traditionalist conservative Reagan-type kids that were giving me dirty looks at the bars when I went home.
Who was giving you dirty looks?
Just all the young conservative... Well, see, up there in Lake Geneva, there used to be a hangout for all the Board of Trade, but all those guys lost their tail, and now they're not so happy anymore.
Mm, yeah, I'm kind of glad to see the stock market crash.
I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's about to do it again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good, though. It really does, you know, it really does keep the tables open at the restaurant, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
And when you need to eat, you know, every week or so.
Besides, you know, that gold card is what's spreading, what's that disease, that weird yuppie disease that women get?
Oh, where they go
stupidity?
To sleep?
What?
What are you talking about there?
Epstein-Barr.
Right, right. That's caused by the stuff gold cards are made out of. I know this for a fact. Oh, by the way, folks, coming up, the marathon, which will be coming up in March, I think we're going to talk Marina into a very special marathon prize. She got a nude picture of Roscoe, our vibe meister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till you see it, Roscoe.
And she's got some new ones of John Bricks.
Oinkage.
Yahoo!
Is that it for our vibe report?
Yeah, I don't really have much vibe except for you know where you can find me, and that's about it. You know, like, salute to the bartenders. Everybody just better get ready because I'm going to make a bunch of money and buy myself a Cadillac this year, and then I'm really going to be unbearable.
Roscoe. Well,
rock onward, dude.
The Beast.
Yeah.
Our vibe meister, Roscoe. Anyway, we got Roscoe came back in with his new record in tow as we go into our VOM set with Roscoe and the Vampire Blues.
I started out.
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
Test, 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 test.
Honk.
Yeah.
I got to shave myself. You need some love, you must have the blues. And but the one thing a good man can do is do the shave. The rattlesnake shave. Man, do the shave. Yeah, jerk away the blues. Not jerk. Now you don't care when he ain't got no chick. It do the shake, the rattlesnake shake. Yes, it do the shake.
Thank you.
Here doing a little out of afternoon air damage. The Gun Club with Thunderhead. Neil Young with Drive Back. Fleetwood Mac with the Rattlesnake Shake.
Are these on?
No, they're not on.
Well, turn them on!
The Stooges with Open Up and Bleed. Pipe down, you little monkeys. MC5 with Kick Out the Jams and our Vibe Meister Roscoe. Vampire Blues. Where were we? We got Kid and Jeffrey from the Gun Club. Dr. Submarino West. Westenheimer.
Rutheimer.
Okay, so we're
I'm from the briny deep.
Your mic is still off. I'm gonna turn it on and then I'm gonna duck. You should like playing with that thing, don't you? Now that we've cleared our listening audience, it's safe. What's on your minds?
Okay. We were going to try and get you to play this song called Poo. But it's really just someone blowing into a conch shell.
What?
It's from Nicaragua, I think.
No, Samoa.
Well, we brought
the music of the Sandinista guerrillas that they sing about Americans and how to construct an M1 carbine.
Yeah.
Sandinista chimpanzees.
And it's much better than Los Lobos, believe me.
Where is that?
Well, that's the first thing.
That's it right
that's
there.
That's it.
This is a nice cover. It's got a bunch of guys with guitar cases and guns.
Yeah, the steel stripping blues, man.
This is what we need. This is like this is a nice urban like survival weapon for New York. It's an M16 rifle.
Man,
you can't buy any automatic weapons anymore.
Those are a bitch to strip and
January
clean.
January 1st, no more Uzis. So you guys are promoting you got a new record here, a new Gun Club record. Might as well get this crap out of the way.
All right.
Just flip it over and play the other side.
Marina, why don't you just sing the Submarine theme song for us?
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, Jim. I don't know if I remember all the words.
Everybody here wants to hear it.
Yeah?
You just got to take the F word out and you can substitute something.
Well, you can substitute something. I'm just going to sing it the way it is.
Oh, okay, I'll yell over all that part.
I'm the kind of girl.
Where's my mallard called?
All right. Hurry up.
I got it.
All right. Well, I'm the kind of girl who likes to fuck a lot. I'm always in one place, and it's in the parking lot. Well, I don't have to go around looking for some head, 'cause I got all the dirt in town right between my legs. They call me Submarina, Submarina. I go down and down and down and down and down. Here I am, boys! I didn't write that, by the way. That was written for me.
That's like one of those folk songs that gets passed down generation to generation.
The Gun Club.
See, now we're getting our record played on this station.
Yeah, you're doing wonders for their career, I must say. Anyway, so we got, what's the word on the gun club?
What's the word?
Yeah.
The bird.
Ooga booga.
We're coming on tour.
All right, we got two things. This is ridiculous. We got two things queued up. One is this Samoan conch shell blowing disco thing, and one is the gun club live tape. Which one do we hit?
Either one.
Both.
They're kind of the same thing.
Guess which one this is, folks.
I know, it's really fucked up. I think what it is the right one's running. I suppose I could be making it.
Y Blanca Arauz, y en nuestra organización. En el Frente Sandinista, Luis Amanda, María Castil, Claudia, Arlen, Mildred,
What's this plant called?
To break it down, it doesn't take much schooling, but each step has to be done carefully. Each mazurkita that you learn to sing will be a simple lesson right to the point. Page 2. Each mazurkita that you learn means one man less for the enemy. The enemy's forces aren't hard to beat. Take a card being right, the M1 will sing clear and bright. Has a range of 300 meters. With a bayonet you can use in the mountains and urban guerrilla. It's the latest word in the language of insurrection.
You're doing well on the translation, El Bruce.
Thank you. It's off the top of my head. Yeah.
It's all you youngsters out there postulating going into the armed service here. This is the people you got to be ready for.
Just like any other weapon, we have to inspect it all the time. Just to make sure, take a routine test shot. On the barrel of the carbine, the ring is tightly fastened. If we can take it off, we can separate the cedar grip. The next step is to take off the brief. And with its pin, take out the spring too. Watch for the spring because it'll shoot across the road if you just let it snap out. The spring that so easily catches the gases. Now the whole belt mechanism is on the operating table. We've correctly taken apart the bolt. Following along to the breech, I'm going to push this little pin very softly from left to right. It slides out without much effort. All that's left is to take out the trigger mechanism and with this tune, get to know the carbine better.
Viva Sandino! Andre!
One group of gangsters is much like the next.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Yeah, dear.
Hey.
Something's missing. There it goes. Can't talk without the drums there.
All right. The MC5 with the Motor City's Burning. Before that, we heard some bunch of Sandinistan gorillas. What were they singing there?
It was,
Poo. I think the song was called Poo.
No, it wasn't Poo.
Oh, that was another
record. With a live translation from our own Il Bruce there. The Fatusi Brass Band with Vilo Mala Louis Disco from where the hell is this?
Western Samoa.
Western Samoa.
The country that produces the most professional wrestlers.
And we heard the guitar armada
the angry Samoa
from Nicaragua.
Sound.
The song was M1 Carbine.
M1 Carbine.
I like that song.
That's a good one. We open up with a Gun Club. Lupita Screams.
Live in Vienna.
Live in Vienna. At the Opera House, no doubt.
Yeah. Sausage Break.
With the Vienna Choir Boys. They were the opening act.
Mm-hmm. There's a really bad show.
I won't tell you which opening. Come on, boys, promote yourselves. Yeah. I'm going to have to promote myself.
Marie, now your manager drags you all the way the hell out here to East Orange.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Talk about...
We are in East Orange. Oh, no.
So you got to do something, because I'm at a loss. I'm
all
demotivated.
All the way to this one in East Orange.
We have a new record. And it's called Mother Juno. It's on Fundamental.
By the way, it's Jeffrey Lee Pierce and Kid Congo. The Gun Club. So why do they call you Ugly Jesus?
I have some pictures at home. You should see.
Not you, Marina. We know why they call you Ugly Jesus.
It's this guy on my arm right here. It's not me. So, I thought they were talking to me.
So tell us about being in the legendary Stardust Cowboys band.
But the real thing, the realest thing I've ever been involved in.
No, just make it up.
Well, it was very wonderful, serene, beautiful. Bubble bath, champagne, limousines, blonde wigs, and silk tuxedos.
Is he a tough guy to work for, a perfectionist?
Yep.
The Ledge?
Yeah, he has top notch.
He's a good postcard guy. He sends amazing postcards.
Yeah, he sends good letters, too, while he's watching
his,
TV
the longest,
and stuff.
His autobiography is like the best music autobiography I've ever read.
Yeah, where he...
You haven't read mine yet.
I read part of your diary.
Shh.
where he had something like 50 songs on a tape, and he rolled it out in the middle of the street and,
lost to history.
So, yeah, because he thought he had it all in his head. So then he flew to L.A. to make his record. And then when he got to the studio, he forgot them all.
He forgot them?
Bummer.
So he just made up a bunch of new ones that were just as good.
He's an inspired guy.
Does he still play in his underwear?
Yeah. Well, he does his legendary strip his legendary.
Right. One of the most. He has that bizarre beige. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Sexy. It's skin-like.
I've seen plenty of men's underwear. Let
skin,
me tell you.
Skin tone.
So you guys live in Europe now or something?
Yeah.
Over there. Where do you live?
I live in Berlin.
Berlin.
Wow, that. Who's feeding back?
I think
Kip
I am.
Was saying he lived in Berlin.
Yeah, we.
It was very nice. Candlelight and banana nice. You know, that place.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you pointing at there, Nick? Speak your mind. Just do it. I don't care. The feedback doesn't bother me at all. It's my favorite part of music.
I can do that on cue.
Do it again. The amazing belching submarine, folks. Well, that's pretty good.
She's coming up for air.
More promotion.
Yeah, come on.
We're coming on
tour.
You know.
In the end of March and April. So, and we got a really great, really great new band with a really great drummer and a really great new bass player. And it sounds really great, like the Vienna, that great Vienna.
Well, that's great.
That you heard.
What are you pointing at now?
Some matches.
Matches. My socks and your breath. Jeffrey, where do you live?
London when working, Tokyo when not working.
You really live in Tokyo?
When I'm not working.
So they really have no addresses on the buildings there?
Yes, they have addresses.
They do. That's a lie then that they tell you.
They have Denny's.
You have to learn to read them.
I would imagine.
One mark is one, two marks is two, three marks is three. It's real simple.
I'd never remember that. I think what we have to do.
They got international.
The only resemblance of order I have to think of it is.
A lot of things are in English in Tokyo, too, because there's so many GIs living there.
That's good that they don't have everything.
Well, that's fascinating.
That is not in Greek.
Let's, we're gonna.
Thank God it's not in Greek.
We have the poll. By request, the return of the poultry section of the show, folks. We're gonna go into that and think of something to do and come back. Brought to you by Queen Bee Barbecue, the poultry section.
Come on.
Hey, man, what you finna do? Get some Queen Bee barbecue? Hey, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some real bit of hot pepper and some potato salad? Bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes! One, two, Queen Bee barbecue!
Mm-mm, that sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue flavors now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue deal.
Barbecue!
Oh, so good!
Okay, ready for a little chicken music here. Gonna have kind of a cool session. Okay. Is doing the chicken now. Everybody's chicken. Well, that's really a style of chicken. Maybe you can fake it because you really got a shake. Well, everybody's chicken. If your body wants to freeze, well, everybody chicken, well, really start kicking. Maybe you can fake it because you really got a chicken. Yeah.
Man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee got the drive-through window.
Barbecue, please.
Yes, hey, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a short thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some
fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. You got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We have pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right? How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait just a minute, baby.
Oh, yeah, give me a smile and soda water with that, all right? Be sure to put some extra napkins in our stack, all right, baby? Give me some extra salt, too.
Could you grab some, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee barbecue. So good. That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take some mind to. See, man, we split that little game just in time.
Sure did.
Yeah, man.
Hey, dude, I think the police saw her, man.
Yeah, but I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Sure was.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Sure did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me. Yeah, baby, look here. I need 6 order of rib, 2 quarter potato salad, 4 pepper, peanut roundup, and 1 moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now. Say, man. Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Say, oh, baby, could you hear that out of there? We're in a real fast, big hurry.
Oh, man, how the dude know where we was, man?
When a man need barbecue after 3, ain't but one place to go, and that's Queen Bee.
Now, everybody know, Queen Bee never close. Mmm, so good.
Germany, they say.
Mom, slow the blues and chip.
And in Chinamen they say, and down yonder they say, the crazy chicken. Now this dance is back, and we're gonna try to show you how it goes. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. They say, El Greasy Chicken. And in Germany they say,
what's the slow Greasy Chicken?
And in China they say,
Greasy.
And down here they say, the Greasy Chicken. Oh, cock-a-doo-doo.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. We have very little idea of what the hell we're doing here, but that was the, wow. One of these mics is feeding back.
That was the poultry section of the show. From Queen Bee Barbecue. Andre Williams with the international flavored greasy chicken. Hazel Atkins with Chicken Walk, the guitar slim in the cackle. Larry DeRue with Chicken Session, Billy Bland Chicken in the Basket.
And Mickey Rourke with Chickens.
Mickey Rourke? That went right over my head.
Thought it would.
Anyway, so Marina, the National Enquirer, I made $100 last week by reading some junk on the show about Elvis, a pyramid, and Elvis's name.
I mean, all you have to do really is, now that I'm an expert, being a New York rep for the National Enquirer, or a stringer, I guess is really what they call them, all you really have to do is scan any papers you read for any tidbits, anything that's like slightly gossipy about anyone, but especially actors and, you know, rock stars and politicians.
We have some of these right here, actually. We have a tip. Sly Stallone's new movie, Born Stupid. So the original title was Yo. So if you can make that, check out to the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. So the Gun Club, you guys said you want to sell some records, so sell some records. Or baby chicks.
Jeffrey's immersed in this wonderful belated Christmas gift you gave me.
The Hillside
Strangler, yeah.
Those guys are about the scummiest of all mass murderers. I can generally find something likable in all those guys, but these two are...
Me too.
Really? You're looking to get murdered, huh?
I don't know.
I hear there might
like
be a real possibility.
The methods are creeping me out right now.
Who wrote that? Let's plug this book.
Darcy O'Brien.
Yeah.
Called Two of a Kind, The Hillside Strangler. This is about the most gruesome thing ever in history.
It says on the back, young, beautiful, dead.
Apparently available on Signet Books at now.
Yeah. You know. So these guys have opted not to play their new record. We're going to go back to the live tape from the Vienna Boys Choir dressing room.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget
live,
about Gary.
There was a live version of Yellow Eyes also on our new record. But that's to taunt everyone to coming on when we play here. March.
Ah, there we go.
In March.
24th through April 10th.
Yeah, you tell them.
New York to L.A., one way. Be there or die!
The Viennese audience managed to bring out a little more aggression in the song than we had planned.
What do they like over
there?
Yeah,
now they're not.
They really need it.
Is that where they got the Nazi war criminal president?
Yeah, well, that's where Mr. Heitler was killed out of art school.
Was what?
He was thrown out of art school, and that's why. And he went to Germany, and that was really not a good thing.
But they accepted us. So.
Read a great book, Adolf Hitler, the Psychopathic God. It's very good.
Out now.
Well, folks, we got a few minutes left. We're going to wind down. Thank you, Submarina, Kid Congo,
oink, oink.
Jeffrey Lee
booga,
Pierce,
booga, booga, booga.
Our usual gang of idiots back there, Antone, Nitro Nick, Il Bruce, and from the album, Jimmy Reed sings for your gangbang.
Bye.
Baby, please. First time I plead to you. Baby, please. first time I plead to you. Well, now you got me so upset, baby, because I don't know what to do. Don't pull no subway, I'd rather see you pull a train. Don't pull no subway, I'd rather see you pull a train. You know I love you, baby, girl, you know it's a crying shame. So bad, baby, feel like my heart's giving a bill. Feel so bad, baby, feel like my heart's giving a bill. Well, I'm telling you, pretty baby, girl, you know what you're doing to me.
sometimes, 'cause your love is mine. Ooh, baby, my heart is aching fast. Why did you tell me all those evil lies? I just had to say goodbye. I'm gone. Seems as though you've gone far away. I can't sleep for night or day. Please come back and stay.
Yeah, Harold here. WFMU East Orange. It was nice freaking out with you. I'm Gum. That was Shirley and Lee. Billy Wright with Baby Don't You Want a Man with Hair Like Mine. Jimmy Reed with My First Plea. I'd like to thank this entire gang of nitwits who came down today. Laurius is up next.
Yeah, thanks, folks.
Woo! Hope you all had a great time.
So long, Tri-State area.
Hastened at my call, but when I met that little girl.